Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to tell you I am excited about God, and I'm excited about His Word, and I know you are too. You know, the Word of God is encouraging. The Word of God is uplifting. The Word of God is a light. It is a lamp. The Word of God is a shield to them that trust in it. The Word of God will stand forever when heaven and earth has passed away. God's Word is forever settled in heaven. But how many know that the Bible, all Scripture, is given by inspiration of God? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction. I feel led to give you some instruction, some reproof, and perhaps some correction, depending on where you are in your life. I want to talk to you about getting the sin out of your life. I want to read to you from Joshua chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. And there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Let me ask you something. What is hidden in your tent? Is it the love of money? Is it an addiction? Is it a love of yourself, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-absorption? Whatever it is time to get the sin out. When Joshua learned that who was responsible for the defeat of Ai here in this battle, represented in Joshua chapter 7, he and the Israelites took decisive action. They did not rationalize or excuse Achan's sin, for God said that anyone guilty would be destroyed by fire. We cannot counsel ourselves out of sinning. We cannot excuse, rationalize, or reason our way out of the penalties of sin. The sin has to die. It has to be nailed to the cross and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. It has to come out from the root. What is at the root of your sin? Let me ask you that. Achan probably thought he could have what he wanted and still be close to God. But he lost his life and all his possessions. Look closely at your life today, I urge you, and ask God to show you what needs to be removed from your tent. Is the cost of holding on to the sin worth it? For I'm reminded of the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26. He said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" My friend, we are all born into this thing called sin, the separation from God, missing the mark, if you will, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And I ask you again, what is hidden in your tent? What are you hiding from everybody? What are you trying to hide from yourself? But the problem is you cannot hide it from God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching over the good and the evil. And He knows everything about you. He knows the thought that is in your mind before it's even conceived in your brain. God knows it already. He knows the number of hairs that are upon your head. He knows how many baby ravens are flying throughout the skies of our world and our galaxy. He knows how many stars are placed in the ebony sockets of our galaxy, and He knows them all by name. And He knows who you are today. So why don't you confess your sin before God and get the sin out of your life and allow God to transform you by His loving, gracious power. For it is by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. My friend, it is a gift of God. So I urge you today, get the sin out of your tent. This is the Voice of Power broadcast, and remember, the just shall live by faith.